My name is Jonathan Colclough. I was born in 1963. I live in Reading, in the United Kingdom, where I divide my time between work as a book designer and as a sound organiser. What I mean by sound organiser is that I compose music not with the instruments and notes that are familiar to most people, but by working with recordings of acoustic events in the real world, which I edit, combine, and modify into what I consider music. I first became interested in making field recordings as a child when I was given a cassette recorder as a gift. I still have a recording I made as a teenager of the sound of pigeons singing outside my bedroom window, and when I hear it, it always evokes very powerfully the emotions of that time of my life. When I make music from my field recordings, I'm still concerned with the emotional resonances of sound, but I now also have a strong interest in the textures of sounds. Acoustic sound has variations in its fine detail that I find lacking in synthetic sound, which is a big ingredient of much of the music we hear these days. An example that illustrates these two aspects of a recording, the emotional resonance and sonic texture, is a recording I made in 1996 by hanging a microphone from the front of two tied-together canal boats as they cruised along a frozen canal. The sound that you hear is the ice breaking as the hulls bite into it. For me, the sound brings back memories of that particular boat journey, the friendships and alliances formed during it, the freezing cold weather, the uncertainty we felt about whether the boats would be able to make it through the ice. The sound also has a texture that fascinates me. It's made up of hundreds of different cracking sounds, each one unique, and yet together all those different cracking sounds form a texture that at one level can be considered almost uniform. Yet within that uniformity is a constant stream of unpredictable variation. Several years after making the recording, I used it along with a more recent recording of a squeaking iron gate from a friend's farm to make a piece of music called Gate. Gate appeared in 2001 on the compilation LP called An Uncommon Nature, released by Anomalous Records of Seattle, USA. The LP also has pieces by Jeff German, Mirror, Agog, Climax Golden Twins, Mike Shannon, Monos, Richard Lerman, and Dave Knott.